Joining us this morning is the Mexico School District Communication Director, Marcy Orr. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here. Been a little while since we talked to you, but it's almost the halfway point of the school year. Christmas break is getting ready to come up, and I know that attendance is very important for school districts, and we wanted to kind of take a snapshot, if you will, of how the Mexico School District is doing with attendance so far.
Sure. I think we're all feeling that right now at the end of the semester. I know in my household this morning I had a little trouble moving some people around, so it happens, but attending school regularly is certainly very important. It helps students not just academically but physically and social, emotional, and behaviorally as well. So we don't want our kids to miss out on important lessons in the classroom, and we want them to learn that sense of responsibility and time management, because that's a life skill, right? We all have to get up and go to work eventually. Our teachers and our coaches and our principals and even our food service and bus drivers, we want to see these kids every day. So we get really excited to see their faces. So we want them to be able to come to school and interact with our staff. And also, schools receive funding based on attendance. We also receive our accreditation based on attendance. So the children's presence is important for our educational program. At the elementary level, our class activities build on each other, especially in those younger years, because missing 10% of school, which may just be 1 or 2 days every few weeks, can make it harder to learn those reading and math skills. And then, of course, at the secondary level, again, those life skills later, whenever you're going to go get a job or whenever you go to college for the first time and you need to get up and go to class, that's important. So
as I'm sure every parent who is listening out here right now has had the issue with trying to get their child up and go to school. They can use, well, I'm sick, or I just don't feel like going to school today. Any advice on how you can get them there? Even if they missed the first part of the day, can they still get credit for the second half of the day? Tell us how all that works, if you will.
Absolutely. So you can get credit for any time of the day that you're there. At the secondary level, the middle school and high school, there is a little bit more in the handbooks about participating in activities, like if there's a dance that night or a basketball game, you have to be at school for half the day at least to participate in those or even play in those. So I don't have the specifics, so check out the handbook, but that is part of the program. And I think that, sick is pretty flexible for us as adults too, right? Sometimes it's not just physically ill. We may not have a fever. Obviously, if a child has a fever, we want them to be fever-free for 24 hours before returning. But sometimes it might just be a mental health day. And I think during what happened in 2020, I won't say the word, but
that C-word.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We all got a little bit more lax. And even our state commissioner said yesterday on a call that we haven't recouped from our attendance in the school system in Missouri since COVID, and we're still down 10%. We try to reach that 90-90, where kids are at school 90% of the time, but our state right now is sitting at 76%, so it's quite a bit lower, but
How's Mexico sitting compared to the state level right now in attendance?
I don't have that exact number, but it is lower.
Okay.
So we are seeing that. We're seeing the same trends that the state's seeing, that since COVID, everything's been a little bit lower. So we are sitting on the same way. And it's not just physical. It's social, emotional, or behavioral. Sometimes kids don't want to come to school because, they've lost interest or they're struggling with schoolwork. Maybe someone is taunting them a little bit and it's making them uncomfortable. So it becomes an issue with the counseling office. Maybe there's a difficulty at home if, parents aren't getting along, or a family member is sick. So all of those things come into play. So the school system has really put some support systems in for our kids, and this Tyron Lou help that
C2C, absolutely.
That Carrie Ferrari talked about last week, that's certainly going to help, because we're going to be able to have a person in every building to help with the mental health, and I think attendance is part of that as well.
So a lot of attendance is directly impacted in how schools are assessed in an annual performance report, APR, I believe, if I'm getting that acronym
yes,
correct.
Uh-huh.
They have scores out, but but they're embargoed at the moment. They're going to come out on Monday.
Correct.
Is that right?
That is correct.
Explain a little bit about that APR, what everybody looks at in that APR report.
Sure. I saw some news reports this morning that it is embargoed until next Monday. So we will put out a press release next Monday with you, of course, Matt, and with the Mexico Ledger as well. And it's basically our report card from the state of Missouri. So all school districts are accredited and classified based on several items. And one of those items in that report is attendance. So it's a community issue, right? Not just a school issue, because as parents, we can help our school score well for the state. So I struggle with this, and I think some people think the school says we need to get our kids there, but you know what? I work at the school and I'm a parent too. I mean, full disclosure, I signed my kid out yesterday to go pick up a part for his truck, and he went and fixed his truck. So it happens, you know. I need to learn my lessons too. We're all human, but those scores from the state, we actually get points per child and per child in class. So having your kids there helps us score well. So whenever these scores come out, you know, if the community wants to help and parents want to help, we need to get our kids to school.
All right. Well, it's been a while since we've talked to you. I know there's a lot more that we could talk about, but we'll have you back in next month and we'll go over some more things then.
I love that. Thanks, Matt.